Hey, it's 11 trivia questions on Nintendo trivia for my friend Mo Martinez on Patreon. This is Trivia with Buds. Let it be, and welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Buds. Thanks for checking out my show. Comes out every day, so hit subscribe and you'll never miss an episode on YouTube or your favorite podcasting app. My favorite podcasting app is just the Apple Podcasts because I have an iPhone and I get lazy and don't want to explore or download any other apps. So I just use that purple one and it works out for me. But it only goes back so many episodes. So if you want to hear more than 50 or 100 episodes in our back catalog, you can check out CastBox, which a listener told me about. CastBox has all the episodes since we started around 2016, 17. I think I started this show in 17, if I'm not mistaken. Today, we're doing an episode on Nintendo stuff for my friend Mo Martinez. He's a big fan of Nintendo, and him and Brenda in Chicago and Annabelle like listening to the show. So shout out to the Martinez family. Before we get into the episode, I thought I'd show off some DVDs that I just got from Dollar Tree. So every once in a while, I go to the Dollar Tree and grab prizes, usually for bingo, because I have to give away a lot of prizes for bingo, but also for second and third place at my trivia nights, I usually get cool stuff too. The 99-cent store is a place out in the West Coast area that usually has some really good stuff, and they get a lot of big name brand stuff that like doesn't sell at certain stores, so they send it to them and then they sell it for $1 or $2 or something. So sometimes I can get Funko Pops there, sometimes I can get books and movies and things, and usually Dollar Tree is great just for candy. If I want to give like a decent candy away, you know, a bag of Jolly Ranchers or Fun Dip or something like that. So I go there for a lot of candy related stuff. Also calendars at the beginning of the year. They always have a bunch of awesome calendars. I did this big 90s event and I had some Lisa Frank calendars that I got from there that worked out really good. Thank you cards. If I ever need thank you cards, I get those at the dollar store. Trying to think of other stuff, kitchen stuff. They have a lot of pretty much everything you use like with your hand. So like a knife, a fork, a spoon, you know, any kind of cleaning thing for your kitchen, any specific device, anything you see at Bed Bath & Beyond that's like 10 or 15 bucks, they usually have a pretty decent version of at the Dollar Tree or the dollar store. So that's what I go there for. And sometimes, like I said, I go for prizes. And this guy I watch, shout out to Sean C. Phillips, who has a YouTube channel that's been going for like, I don't know, 15 years since YouTube started or so. And it's called Cool Duder, if you want to go check him out. He was a real big guy who lost a bunch of weight. And you got to watch his progression in that over the years, which was very interesting. And then he also reviews movies and goes DVD hunting and things like that. So he's a big pop culture fan. And he puts out these videos where he's like, hey, Dollar Tree just got a new shipment of Blu-rays and DVDs. And he'll go and shop and find some different stuff at different Dollar Trees in his area. And he lives, I think, in the San Diego area. So he's about 2 hours away, but roughly a lot of the same stuff gets sent to these different Dollar Trees. So I found a lot of the stuff that he posted recently and some other stuff that I thought was cool for prizes. So I'll show that to you real quick before we start this episode. If you're watching along on YouTube, this is the Patricia Arquette movie, Boyhood. That was a great movie. Won the Oscar, I think. Was it the Best Picture? Did that win Best Picture? I think it did. It was definitely nominated, and I think it won. Very interesting, cool movie. Follow this kid growing up in the real world, like it's the real actor, as he gets older and older. So very interesting stuff. Check out Boyhood. I mean, that's worth a buck for sure. This one's called Be Cool Scooby-Doo. Spooky, kooky fun. Must be some kind of Scooby-Doo spinoff series. It says 13 episodes from 2000, what does this say? 2000 something. It doesn't say, but 13 episodes of a Scooby-Doo series. I figured that was a cool prize. The Facts of Life season 2. That's a fun one, right? The Facts of Life. You take the good, you take the bad, you take them both, and there you have the Facts of Life. One of the most beloved sitcoms of the 80s. That would be good for an 80s trivia night, so I'm going to hold on to that. Here's one for a 90s trivia night. It's My So-Called Life, Volume 2. 8 episodes of the show of My So-Called Life. on there. Perfect for 90s. This one also came out in the 90s. Wish Kid. Who remembers this show? This was 1991. It was only 13 episodes. Macaulay Culkin did the voice. Wish Kid. I think he could make wishes and stuff would happen. It was on Fox, I believe. So that is an interesting one for 90s. This is good for like an older group or a senior community. I might do Pillow Talk, the Blu-ray of this old Rock Hudson movie. Doris Day, Rock Hudson, Pillow Talk. So $1 for a Blu-ray. Can't go wrong there. And this last one, 2-disc special edition. It's kind of heavy. DC Universe animated original movie, Superman Doomsday. So that is the death of Superman, right? Or is that different? I think this is where he dies. Oh yeah, There Comes a Time When Gods Must Die. So Superman Doomsday DVD set, not bad for a buck. All right, we're going to jump into today's episode for Mo Martinez. It is Nintendo Trivia, and it's 11 questions, and it's happening right now. Here we go. All right, here we go with some Nintendo trivia for Mo Martinez. Here's question number one. What is the best-selling handheld Nintendo system of all time? Question number one, what's the best-selling handheld Nintendo system of all time? Question number two, what MLB team did Nintendo become majority owner of in 1992? What MLB team did Nintendo become majority owner of in 1992? Question number three, what Mario Kart game first let you have two racers in one kart? What Mario Kart game first let you have two racers in one kart? Question number four, what color is the B button on an original Nintendo 64 controller? What color is the B button on the original Nintendo 64 controller? Question number five, Nintendo's first Game & Watch title was what four-letter word? Nintendo's first Game & Watch title was what four-letter word? Number five. Question number six, what was the first Super Nintendo Entertainment System game to use the Super FX chip? What was the first Super Nintendo game to use the Super FX chip? And number seven, what was Nintendo's first game to have a save feature? Number seven, what was Nintendo's first ever game to have a save feature? Question number eight, what was the name of the Enchantress first seen in the first Mario Galaxy game? What was the name of the Enchantress first seen in the first Mario Galaxy game? Number eight. Question number nine, which Yoshi game was released on Nintendo Switch? Was that Yoshi's Epic Yarn, Yoshi's Crafted World, or Yoshi's Woolly Worlds? Number nine, what Yoshi game was released on Nintendo Switch? Was it Yoshi's Epic Yarn, Yoshi's Crafted World, or Yoshi's Woolly Worlds? And number 10, what color was the Nintendo Pokemon Pikachu cartridge for Game Boy? What color was the Pikachu cartridge for Game Boy? Your two-point bonus question for 2 points. What game, originally known as Dyna Blaster in Europe, was released on Nintendo in Japan in 1985? What game, originally known as Dyna, D-Y-N-A, Blaster in Europe, was released on Nintendo in Japan in 1985? Those are all your questions for today's pretty challenging Nintendo quiz. I definitely wouldn't have got most of these right, but maybe Mo did. Maybe you did. Whoever's listening to this show that loves Nintendo, maybe you nailed them all. We'll be right back in just a second with the answers. We are back with the answers to trivia for today on Nintendo. Let's see what you got right and what you got wrong. Number one, what is the best-selling Nintendo system of all time in terms of handhelds? That would be the Nintendo DS, the Nintendo Dual Screen. I had a white one. Or a black one. I think I had a black one. Ashley, my wife, had a white one. And then we bought my mother-in-law a pink one back in the day. So lots of fun there with the Nintendo DS. We still have all of them, and they're fun to play. Number two, what Major League Baseball team did Nintendo become majority owner of in 1992? The Seattle Mariners. I had no idea about that, but they started owning the Seattle Mariners in 92. Number two. Number three, what Mario Kart game first let you have two racers in one kart? That was Mario Kart Double Dash. And I don't think they've done that since, unless there are maybe there's a special character that has two in one cart in the modern games, but back then, Double Dash GameCube was the only one. Number four, what color is the B button on the original Nintendo 64 controller? It is green. That's a green button. Number five, Nintendo's first Game & Watch title was what four-letter word? It was just called Ball. It was a guy, I think, juggling a ball. Mr. Game & Watch from Smash Brothers. Ball. Number six, what was the first Super Nintendo game to use the Super FX chip? Star Fox. They had some different graphics and special effects in that game, so that makes sense. Star Fox. Number seven, what was Nintendo's first game to have a save feature? The Legend of Zelda for the first Nintendo. Number seven. Number eight, what was the name of the Enchantress first seen in the first Mario Galaxy game? Rosalina was her name. She wore that teal dress and a crown. Number eight, Rosalina. Number nine, which Yoshi game was released on Nintendo Switch? Was it Yoshi's Epic Yarn? No. Was it Yoshi's Woolly Worlds? No. It was Yoshi's Crafted World, a great game that I play with my daughter frequently, even to this day, like a year later. Number nine, Crafted World. And number 10, what color was the original Pokemon Pikachu cartridge? For Game Boy, it was yellow to match Pikachu's mostly yellow color. And for 2 points, Dyna Blaster in Europe was released on Nintendo in Japan in 1985, and it was called Bomberman. Remember that game? You tried to blow up your friends with bombs in a little maze. It was fun, and I enjoyed Saturn Bomberman the most on Sega Saturn because it had a widescreen feature. And you could have like 10 players, and it took forever to everybody to get to the middle. And you would have all these items and things by the end that made your bomb streams really big. It was great. Loved Bomberman. There's a Bomberman for Switch right now that's always on discount that I want to get at some point to relive those Bomberman glory days. But that is it for today's episode on Nintendo. Mo, I hope you had fun playing along. And if you want to pick a topic like Mo did, go to patreon.com/trivia with buds and donate $5 or more per month. And you get to pick a topic. We add you to our big Patreon spreadsheet for topics. And you can just type in whatever you want for the whole year. My friend Jordan from Wreck My Podcast, he has his whole year filled in with some great topics up ahead. It's time for the Funky Monkey Question of the Day, brought to you by Funky Monkey Designs of San Dimas, California. Check them out at fmdesignsinc.com for all your design needs. Who won the Best Rap Song Grammy in 2007 for their song Moneymaker? Tweet me your answer at Ryan Buds or email ryanbuds@gmail.com to be eligible for a prize. Yesterday's question of the day answer was Body Mass Index, BMI in the medical world, and your trivia team name of today is Lord of the Onion Rings. Use that next time you play Team Trivia. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thanks for telling a friend, and we'll see you tomorrow for more Trivia with Buds. Cheers!